And this is Lisa Barry, and I'm sitting here with the one and only irreplaceable Lindy Yon. Tissues, you need tissues.
I think I do.
You're holding up much better than I am. How are you feeling? How are you? Has that hit you yet? What's happening?
No, it really hasn't hit me yet as to what is transpiring. I have, just so much respect for everybody and just love this community so much that I it hasn't hit me yet. Mm-hmm. It'll hit me in a couple of weeks, you know, and I'll think, what the heck did you just do?
Well, what did go into your decision to retire?
Well, you were going to ask me about this, and I'll just tell you point blank. Well, my parents weren't getting any younger mm-hmm. or any better health-wise, and so I thought, you know, gosh, I should retire, and financially, I needed to balance everything, and I should retire, and then my parents passed. But I still need to make a change in my life, and again, get around to taking care of my health and the health of my husband, and do things with my family and my friends. I need to take a break.
What people may not realize is that in addition to your retiring, you just lost your mother in September. Your father just passed away about a week ago, and here you are powering through. What keeps you going?
People. You know, the feedback from Facebook, from email, from the phone. People who appreciate very good music and want to hear it. They make a request. You put it together with something else that makes the first piece sound better, and you create a symphony for everybody. It's all about the people appreciating the music.
Speaking of music, I've had the pleasure to work with you, Lindy Yon, for nearly 3 years, and I didn't get to be a part of David's tribute piece, but I wanted to tell you, you've literally changed my life, both on and off the air. I remember the first time I heard this song, you played it right here on 89.1 WEMU.
What is life? Did you read about it in a magazine?
I love how she says, make your life a loving thing. And I so connected with you, Lindy Yon, when you played that song. Thank you.
Well, it's very important. I think that you have to decide, you know, you're going to take your energy, make it negative, or right. Are you going to flip that energy around and make it positive? And so that's what I do with so much energy that goes on in life. Hmm. I mean, like, I could complain about political situation, nice. Just like everybody else. But guess what? You should just turn it around and make it positive and keep things moving forward and have faith and have trust. That's my attitude.
So here it is, your very last day on the air after 30 years here on 89.1 WEMU. Do you remember your first day on the air?
Sure do.
What happened?
It was quiet. Art hired me on the 27th of April, 1987, if my memory is correct. And then my first day on the air was Memorial Day. So it was the end of May. Nobody was listening. And he said, that's when you should start because uh-huh. nobody be listening. And if you're rusty on the board, and I hadn't been on the air for almost 2 years, you know, running a board, and you know what that's all
right.
about, because you gotta, you know, you're short order cooking while you're talking is basically what radio is, you know, if anybody gets the metaphor. I actually ran a good board. I did a tight show, and I remember that first day, but it was really kind of quiet, and then we eased into things. Now, I have to tell you a story. So very quickly in my tenure here, I played something that worked at another station. And some guy picks up the phone, and he calls me, and he said, so you're the new music director. I said, yeah. He said, why did you play that? Well, listeners that listened to my previous radio station really liked it. Well, I don't, and it won't work here. I went, okay, you'll never hear that again. I learned very quickly what works here, what works for this listener, how important and intelligent this listener is, how involved this listener is, how this listener may know more about a certain type of jazz than I do. It's just my job to call all the styles and to put them together in one, say, three-hour package.
It's responsive radio.
Oh, it's good old-time radio. Yeah. It's the real darn thing. It goes, and sorry to tell you this, I go all the way back to 1976 when I think about being on the air and being a real person. And I hope that we can keep radio like this alive, and I have faith and trust in Molly Motherwell, who believes strongly in local connections and music, and I have faith that it's going to continue.
That's the real Linda Yon, and as much as listening to you has meant to us, your fans and listeners, myself included, I have to tell you that interacting with you off the air has been just as moving and memorable, and I got to give credit to our WEMU news reporter engineer Taylor Pinson, who came up with the term the Linda Yon one-woman show.
I could never do it in front of people,
really?
Because believe me, I'm shy, so I tried.
No, I don't believe that.
No, I am. I tried to do it in front of people, and I was terrible. But in our little box and in our little office of WEMU and in our little quiet radio world, I can do it. And perhaps, maybe, I'm like a WKRP in Cincinnati character.
Right.
You know, perhaps I am. The one-woman show. You know, Lily Tomlin. I never could be here. I just love her, though. Oh,
yeah.
I love Lily Tomlin.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting her a few months ago, and that was a great moment. Just as working with you has been a great moment as well. I come in a little later because I host All Things Considered, and one day I was driving in and listening to you because you always play the best music, and it's always in the moment. It always matches the weather or what's happening in the country. And I heard you play a song, and I thought, that is Linda Yon's theme song.
I'm a little jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too.
Is that a compliment?
Yes, it is. That's Blossom Dearie.
Uh-huh.
And it is such a sweet song. Oh, I just love it. You know, she's a very special voice, piano player, beautifully intelligent woman, and people get and love her. She's just rarefied air.
It just reminded me of you. You know, it's jazz. I'm a little jazz bird, and when the going gets rough, you find your troubles all have flown, and a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be.
Right. I agree.
Do you have a favorite song that you want to share with us?
Oh, you know, David has asked me that, Jorge, and so many. And in one of my responses is, oh, well, I'll tell you what I like today. Then the list is going to be totally different
tomorrow.
And then it'll be different the day after that. One that I plan to air during 89.1 Jazz is Carmen McRae's solo piano version, and she's accompanying herself, I should say, Carmen McRae's take of As Time Goes By.
So you heard in the tribute piece how many careers and people's lives you have impacted. Was that your intention? What was your intention of getting into radio and becoming a music director and the jazz host?
My initial intention was to find something creative that I could do. And I think my yoga teacher really explained it. It's your karma to be a deliverer as opposed to one who makes things. You appreciate good things, and you're a deliverer. And so my karma, I waited tables, and now I deliver good music. And I never really intended for it to happen this way, go this long. But I just went with the flow and the feel, and I turned an avocation, which is a jazz passion, into a vocation of doing radio way back when in Columbus, Ohio.
But you're very immersed into the community as well. How important is that to you?
That is super duper important. If you don't give back to the community, if you don't serve on committees, serve on boards, be a part of an organization, attend events, take the temperature of the listener, take the temperature of the community. If you don't do that, If you don't give back, why should you ask anybody to give to you? And that's my feeling, especially in public radio. You've got to give, and it's reciprocal. People have been giving to WEMU. There's been 40 years of jazz on this station because of generous listener support. And when I make that statement, I mean it. But the only way it can happen is if that host or the staff people go back out and are a part of it, shaking hands and making eye contact.
When you look back to your 30 years on the air here at 89.1 WEMU, which is pretty rare in the radio world, what memories will you have? Good memories, hopefully?
Oh, you know, some really funny ones, like, sloshing through the mud in a rainstorm that was maybe about, like, 9 inches of rain, and the show kept on going at an Ypsilanti Heritage Festival, just your sneakers absolutely soaked, and you kept on going with that live broadcast, and, you know, brooming out the construction trailer the morning thereafter at 7 o'clock and being back on the air at 9 o'clock the morning after the show closed and doing it and keeping it moving forward and climbing under the stage at the Detroit Jazz Festival to unhook the gear and helping that way. A lot of just behind-the-scenes stuff. I love being a team player with my fellow folks in producing live events. There were many all-nighters that we did to produce those things, and I'm proud of them. They were worth it.
You've met a lot of interesting people, a lot of interesting musicians. Can you name a favorite or a couple of favorites?
Well, I think my all-time rave fave interview in studio at WEMU would have to be the Ray Brown interview, where we were brand new streaming, and a guy was listening in Florida, and he called Ray Brown, the bassist Ray Brown, while we were taking a break and listening to some music, and was streaming us, and made a golf date with Ray Brown. I'm not kidding. Story's absolutely true. So that would be one of my favorites. Also, the time that George Cables came to WEMU and one of the microphones broke. And so we just cuddled up in the same chair and did an interview on one microphone and put our arms around each other and did an interview that way. And he went with the flow. He rolled with it. It was wonderful. And the guest DJs of late have just been great. I really loved it when Pat Prouty came in and Ramona Collins and just sharing those conversations.
So what's next for Linda Yon?
I'm going to take a nap.
You deserve one for sure.
Well, I'm going to try to take better care of my husband and myself. There's lots of stuff to do around the house. I know that. But I also do want to do things in and for the community. I'm still an active member of the board of Ypsilanti's Riverside Arts Center, and I'm an active member of the board of the Southeastern Michigan Jazz Association. So I'll continue with that, and I'll look for new avenues of creativity where I can use my appreciation of music, perhaps in a different way, not entertaining and being on the air 5 days a week, but just facilitating the music for others.
Linda Yon, we will not say goodbye to you because I'm positive we will see you around. We'll wish you good luck, good health, much love, and say thank you for all you have done for this community over the past 30 years and for 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, and thank you, Lisa. And thank you to David, to Taylor, to Emily, to Daniel, to Joe, to Wendy, to Mark, to Marilyn. Thank you to Art Timko for hiring me in 1987. And thanks to all the people I worked with over the years who are no longer at WEMU but contributed to the sound as well. You know who you are, and I love you madly.
And we love you, Linda Yon, and thank you for all you have done for 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
As time goes,